You can't beat the March Markdown sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan. It's March and it's Markdown at Woodfield Nissan because you can choose from their entire new car inventory and get 0% APR financing for 84 months. And you can keep the rebates. That's interest-free payments for 84 months on every Sentra, Rogue, Altima, Murano, and more. Or with March Markdown savings, you can lease a brand new 2018 Nissan Sentra for only $109 per month, or lease a new 2018 Nissan Rogue for only $159. That's only $159 per month, both with only $29.95 due at signing. Want top dollar for your trade-in? Take it to Woodfield Nissan, because your trade is worth a lot more than you think at Woodfield Nissan. Hurry, the March Markdown sales event ends March 31st. This could be your last chance to get 0% APR financing for 84 months, and you keep the rebates on every new Nissan, only at Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Mall at Higgins and Gulf. Payments plus tax and license, stock fee, first payment and license. All manufacturers' rebates and incentives apply and are 36 months leases. Sentra VIN JY216005. Rogue VIN JC715811. 0% is a dealer buy down, not to exceed $10,000 financed, and is $11.91 per month per $1,000 finance. All finance offers to qualified buyers.
Bulldogs Ale House in Bolingbrook is your home for all the college tournament basketball games. Bulldog Ale House is located at 157 South Weber Road and features daily food specials and a full menu. At Bulldog Ale House, there's not a bad view in the house for all the March action. On Thursdays, enjoy $2 Sam Adams drafts. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat $9.99 Sam Adams beer-battered fish fry. Bulldog Ale House in Bolingbrook, located at 157 South Weber Road. Make Bulldog Ale House your place for all the action
to help them get work done.
Check out the Scores new starting lineup. Mully and Hanley, mornings live at 5. New in middays, it's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1. Followed by the new afternoon show with Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins, 1 to 6. Then Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. New Score lineup, same great Chicago sports talk. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD. To Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Scoreboard update
from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio. I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves have been the AHL's most dominant team since December. Catch the Wolves at Allstate Arena as they battle Rockford Saturday night and Iowa Sunday afternoon as Brandon Peary and company chase another division title. A couple of final scores in the tournament to which we will get first. Loyola, round two against Tennessee tomorrow.
They're really, really physical. I mean, their bodies, they look like a high major program, and that's going to be that athleticism. But like I told the guys, you know how you take athleticism away? You get back in transition, you put a body on their body on a blockout, and you have together shell defense shrinking the floor. And we got to do that, and we've been doing that.
Ramblers head coach Porter Moser coaching on the Score with Mully and Hanley this morning compared Tennessee forward Grant Williams to Charles Barkley with a powerful lower body. Loyola, Tennessee tomorrow at 5:15. So here are the two finals in so far from round one of the tournament today. Texas A&M 73, Providence 69. Purdue rolls over Cal State Fullerton 74-48. The Boilermakers advance into the second round. Going on right now, 11:44 to go in this game. Marshall on top of Wichita State, 53-52. Wichita State, a 4-seed. Marshall, a 13-seed. Another quarterback lining up behind Mitchell Trubisky. Bears signed Tyler Bray, who was a backup in Kansas City last year. The Bulls host Cleveland tomorrow. Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn out. Back issues from Markkanen. Sprained toe for Dunn. Cubs and White Sox get going in about an hour from now. They play each other. Campbell Batch Ranch, Yu Darvish against Reynaldo Lopez. Blackhawks at Buffalo tomorrow, a noon game for the Blackhawks. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a Maserati Levante? Search ContinentalMaserati.com for the Continental difference. Sunday night from 6 to 8, stop into Sam's Triple Crown in Orland Hills for a college basketball watch party with the Score and Dos Equis. There's no better place to enjoy the madness. Watch the games, hang out with the promo team, and enjoy an ice-cold Dos Equis. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to Chicago's number one-ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls, who play Cleveland tomorrow night with our broadcast starting at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Yori and Matt suggests we should set an over-under of the word excited from Ryan Pace during this press conference at 3.5.
Oh, that's an over.
Before he takes a question, he will use the word excited 4 times. $50, do you want it or not?
Gimme. I need.
Yeah, I want it.
Okay.
I got the under. I got 3 or fewer excited in the opening statement.
With free agency still in play, it's exciting right now. Trey Burton, I know Matt's really excited to utilize this player. Taylor Gabriel, an exciting player. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
And the under comes in.
Yeah, it did come in.
I thought I was stealing your money.
But come on, one more. Give it. Oh, there's $50, Dan.
It's a guy we targeted, and we're excited to get here. We felt very comfortable and then very excited, and I feel very aligned in that right now and excited about this. The whole building's excited right now. I think there's excitement around the league. There's a lot of excitement around the quarterback. We like Deion Sims, a well-rounded tight end. We're excited we got him. But I can talk about the excitement. We're excited. The excitement of the draft.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Excitable boy, they all say.
It's exciting right now. Really exciting.
Yeah, he's just an excitable boy.
And I feel very excited.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. New in the afternoons, 1 to 6. On 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And we are excited to be the new afternoon show on The Score. We're excited to be in at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, but nobody is as excited as Ryan Pace was yesterday, Danny Mac.
He was Warren Zevon in a football executive office. That's exactly who he was. Nice job, Tanny. Very, very much capturing the spirit of yesterday's chatter.
And the spirit of today, of course, and the big sporting event of the weekend continues to be March Madness, so we will go out to the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline, of course, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy, and welcome on the College Basketball Insider for CBS Sports, WFAN, and FanRag Sports, John Rothstein with us on McNeil and Parkins. Not a bad day one of the NCAA tournament, was it, John?
No, it was unbelievable, guys. I mean, you know, when you think about the NCAA tournament, you want to have a situation where you have buzzer-beating finishes and you have unbelievable potential endings. You had more than that with Rhode Island, Oklahoma, and also what happened, obviously, as you well know, with Loyola Chicago pulling that unbelievable upset.
So Loyola is obviously the story here in Chicago. Do you consider them, how do you think they'll fare against Tennessee?
You know, I think it's a fair matchup for a team that was an 11 seed and comes from the Missouri Valley Conference when you consider the fact that Tennessee is not going to overwhelm them with athleticism. Tennessee's a power team, but Tennessee at the end of the day is still a team that I think all along has been a dark horse Final Four team because of the way they get into you defensively, lethal on the glass, lethal on the backboards. They have a situation where you have two guys that have gone unnoticed nationally the majority of the season, Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, who are both, I think, fair to say, tougher than a $2 steak.
Porter Mosier is very popular here. Obviously, his profile will grow tremendously if he gets to the second weekend of the tournament. Do you consider him to be a candidate to jump from Loyola to a bigger program?
It all depends on the program. It's never a healthy thing. I've learned to speculate on speculation. So until we see a job that obviously there's a fit for, you know, Coach Mosier, I don't want to speculate on that. But surely he has the pedigree being a disciple of Rick Majerus. And, you know, I've touched on that a couple of times this week about, you know, where he can go potentially because of who he was tutored by.
John, Purdue shook off the rust today. They weren't great in the first half, but they cruised to an easy win after kind of limping their way into the Big Ten title game before losing to Michigan. Do you like Matt Painter's chances to go deep into this tournament?
You know, it's funny you brought that up. I just tweeted a little while ago after their game that, you know, watching Purdue today, it looked like they were on a business trip in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, when you saw that final buzzer go off, it wasn't a team that was overwhelmingly excited. This team knows that for all intents and purposes, it has probably the best chance to take Matt Painter to a Final Four since the Robbie Hummel team that obviously never got a chance to go into the NCAA tournament at full strength due to injuries.
When you say it looked like they were on a business trip, what was it about it? Just that it was methodical? Because, I mean, they're known for their great half-court offense, but what specifically?
Well, I mean, I didn't think that there was really anything, you know, fancy about what Purdue did, but it just looked like that they won the game by technical knockout. I mean, this wasn't, you know, that was anything that was left up to doubt. This was a decimation. And look, I don't really want to talk about, you know, well, you know, Cal State Fullerton was a 15 seed. There's a 15 seed right now, Georgia State, that's given Cincinnati all it wants right here in the round of 64. Any NCAA tournament game you can win is a great win.
We're talking to John Rothstein, college basketball insider for CBS Sports. Buffalo over Arizona was also a huge story yesterday. Arizona, are they done as a power in college basketball, at least for a while?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to take some pretty, you know, heavy recruiting efforts to get Arizona basketball to where it's been for the last 10 years under Sean Miller. So, no question, the future of that program is definitely in question as to what it's going to look like from a personnel standpoint.
Because everyone was saying that they were playing the us against the world card because of all the sanctions and the things and the stories coming around the Arizona program. Now Ayton and Schrier are going to the NBA, and Sean Miller's got some big questions to answer. So do you think he's gone, or what's next for them?
Well, where is he going if he's gone? Like, I think if there's a landing spot for him, that's something obviously that, you know, will manifest itself over the next, you know, couple of weeks. But, you know, I think obviously right now the only thing to talk about is Sean Miller trying to recruit in the spring at Arizona. If something else happens over the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, we'll obviously, you know, see what happens and what transpires from that note. But I think, you know, we'll see a scenario right now where Arizona focuses heavily on trying to restock that roster for next season, which, as you said, you know, loses Ayton, loses Trier, and also loses Raleigh Hawkins.
John, we've been on the air for a little bit more than an hour. I haven't had a chance to really see anything Cincinnati has done to put itself behind the eight ball a little bit here. Is it a half-court offense that is typically their bugaboo stalling them today?
Well, you know, guys, you know, Georgia State does an unbelievable job switching defenses, so it's taken Cincinnati some time right now to figure out the Panthers on that side of the floor. Georgia State also has an unbelievable guard named DeMarcus Simons. He scored the first 16 points of the game for Ron Hunter's club. So it's been a couple of different things that have thrown Cincinnati off, but they're up 5 right now with 16 to play.
And then Wichita State's getting all that they can handle from Marshall. Who do you think pulls that one out?
I would lean with Wichita State. They're up 3 here. You know, I picked Wichita State, but one of the things about this Wichita State team, they are not vintage Wichita State defensively. That opens up things if they're going to get into a game with a gunslinging team like Marshall, who's got, you know, a poor man Steve Nash in John Elmore, the way he can let things go, kind of the way he gets the ball off his fingertips.
Do you like an upset later on today, one that hasn't tipped yet?
New Mexico State over Clemson. That, to me, is the matchup that I think, you know, could go in the favor of the double-digit seed. Clemson, a team that hasn't played its best basketball, obviously without Dante Grantham going down to the year with an injury. And then when you look at, obviously, New Mexico State, you have to talk about your Mario Jones, second in the nation in rebounding at only 6'5".
Let's get to what really matters, cold hard cash. We have money on Michigan. We have money on Nova. Michigan is a 16-1 play, looked attractive just because of that payoff, John. What did you think of their effort last night?
Well, isn't it ironic that we're watching John Beilein coach a team that's synonymous with defense? He was a great offensive coach at West Virginia, obviously an unbelievable offensive coach throughout his career, especially in 13 when he took Michigan in the national title game. But now you're seeing John Beilein make a mark on a different end of the floor.
So who's your pick for the whole thing?
It's Michigan State right now for the whole thing. I had Arizona in the title game, so as we know, the more you know about this, the worse you do. I'm just happy I don't have a fireplace in my apartment, because that's where my bracket would go right now.
And then, hey, we're talking to John Rothstein, college basketball insider from CBS Sports. I read today that you trademarked This Is March. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I can't comment on that, guys.
Oh.
So I can't talk about that. We'll see what happens down the road.
Can't do it.
Okay, well, then I didn't know that wasn't available. We'll let you get back to watching the madness. Thanks for the time, John.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
All right, we appreciate it. Well, so he got scooped by Darren Revelle. Thanks to John Rothstein for checking in on the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline. Don't miss any of the great college basketball matchups in March. Grab a 5-Hour Energy and get that feeling of energy and focus to watch all tournaments. I mean, it's out there. He trademarks This Is March.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
All right, my bad.
Maybe it's still in litigation.
Sorry, John, I don't remember.
I don't know.
I guess not.
Now, this 5-Hour Energy tournament is unique to typical brackets because you don't have, nobody says, like he just said, John says, my tournament bracket would go in the fireplace. you can just keep picking after you get a team knocked out.
Well, you could. So, like, last night, so he had Arizona in the title game, and but they were trailing pretty significantly. They looked awful to Buffalo. So you could have abandoned ship, say, 12 minutes left in the game, say, it doesn't look like Arizona's going to pull this one out. I'm going to switch from Arizona to Buffalo. Now, you would not get as many points as if you would have picked Buffalo before the game started, but at least you wouldn't have to throw your bracket away. And there's a whole strategy component, because you could switch to Buffalo, then Arizona could come back and win, and then you ended up getting it wrong when you would have gotten it right before. So it's a whole extra level of game theory.
Typical year, how many brackets do you fill out?
I'm borderline on team no bracket. This year, I just have my one.
Okay, good for you. You struck me as the type of guy who would play two or three of them.
I believe in the bracket of integrity. So if I'm going to be
good for you.
If I'm going to be in a bunch of different pools, I'll enter the same bracket in different areas. But one of the big pools that I was in closed down. A little too much money at stake, and got a little knock on the door, if you will. And so that went away. So now I'm just in a smaller one. I do the same one against my wife. We do a steak dinner, you know,
boom.
Thing. Steak dinner, boom, exactly. And then I like the games. I like betting games. That's what
keeps you going.
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense to me after we talk about it a little bit. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because what's the big deal of having two brackets when you can just go right back and bet a second half?
Right, exactly. No, so the bracket does not do much for me, which is why I actually genuinely do think the 5-hour energy thing is cool, because you can switch it up a little bit.
I have had issues with multiple bracket people for years. I don't care if people play multiple brackets. Just don't boast if you win it if you played five damn pools.
Right.
How many did you have? I had five. Okay, good for you.
Right.
You enhanced your chances enormously mathematically.
It's like the guy who covers almost every number on the roulette wheel.
Betting against himself.
And then celebrates when he hits his number. It's like, I don't think you understand how the game is played.
That's exactly what happens first weekend of the tournament in Las Vegas. We talked about that yesterday. You got kids on their cell phones, you know, and the dealer's constantly yelling at them, get off your cell phone. You can't be in. If you play roulette, which it sounds like you do, guys just spraying chips all over, and you love it. You love to see, because you know they can't win, and it gives you a chance to just read the board if you're one of the board readers. I read the board.
You do?
I follow the previous results. Yes, I do. I know it's a fallacy.
I was going to say, I can explain. I can blow your mind right now.
I know.
The wheel doesn't remember.
I know. But if you see seven reds consecutively, aren't you inclined to bet black?
No.
I am.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it's going to go black.
But the odds are the same every time.
I know. Each spin is independent of the last.
Okay, I understand that. All right, good. I'm glad. The wheel doesn't remember, so a wise man once told me in roulette. But no, this weekend, actually, we're approaching amateur hour in Chicago and everywhere around the country. Like, don't go out this weekend because it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone and their brothers out there drinking green beer. It's the same thing. Don't go to Vegas the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. You can watch it at any sports bar and bet any other way.
Danny, this is going to sound like I'm just being a homer, but it's how I truly feel about it. You see every St. Patrick's Day on the internet, celebrations around the world of St. Patrick's Day. What are they doing in Sydney, Australia? What are they doing in Tokyo with lights? And our riverfront, when it gets turned green and the sun is out, with the landscape of Chicago as a backdrop, is one of the most telegenic, photogenic St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the world.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's tops.
I didn't know that they celebrated St. Patrick's Day big in Tokyo.
They do.
I had no idea.
All over the world.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I just didn't know. I mean, Chicago, a big place, huge Irish population. I was not for
right.
sure
oh,
that
yeah.
in Tokyo there would be a big one.
There. I don't know if it's a big one, but
you're just watching the newscast like it's New Year's.
Yeah. Well, whip out the old Google machine and photos from around the world on St. Patrick's Day.
I will do that.
No, you won't.
Probably not. This segment is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. Are you in your day, are you a green beer drinker?
I've never been much of a green beer guy. No, I've never been much of a St. Patrick's Day guy. I enjoy corned beef and cabbage, but not so much to the point where I clamor for it every year.
Yeah, I never felt the need. Like, it was, I've gone out, I've had my share of fun in my early 20s on St. Patrick's Day in Chicago, but ever since then I was like, it's just another day.
It is just another day.
I can drink beer anytime.
It's just another. It's a Beatles song.
They were a band.
They were a band.
From across the pond.
Yes.
Where they also celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Four guys from Liverpool.
I've heard about them before, Shep. We need to do something also as we continue to plan this show on the air at some point.
I think that's only fair.
We need to figure out who knows less about music,
ooh,
me or Shep, because I don't know who it is. But
it's quite the battle.
Like a race to the bottom.
Quite a battle, yeah.
I'm not interested in
belittling us.
Right.
But I think it's funny.
That's not.
You're not interested?
Well, it will happen from time to time. I'm sure I'll bust your nuts for something you don't know.
People got on Spiegel. They were like, oh, you're being really highfalutin with your music knowledge. I was like, no, it's funny. Like, I'm in on the joke of not knowing
what
anything
was it,
about
you not knowing who R.E.M. was?
No point in knowing who R.E.M. is, in all honesty, from what I've sampled.
I thought it was about REM sleep, rapid eye movement.
So if when we get to Bourbon A and I say we're going to visit with Harry, he stands in the place where he works, you won't have any idea what I'm talking about.
I got plenty of questions for the Bears offensive line coach. That won't be a problem. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Tomorrow from noon to 7, join the Score at Brick House Tavern next to Wrigley Field. Brick House will become the ultimate destination to watch college basketball this March, featuring action-packed activities, specialty offerings, exciting prizes, and a large-scale Papa Shot tournament. For more info, visit BrickHouseTavernShy.com. That's BrickHouseTavernCHI.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Portland Trail Blazers are red hot. They beat Cleveland last night to make it 11 straight. But with all due respect to their win, and whenever somebody starts a sentence with all due respect, you know somebody's about to get disrespected. And that somebody, Jusuf Nurkić, number 27 in your program and number one on your trending topics last night. Why? Because of this.
Ron turned the corner inside!
I could watch that on a loop for the rest of the day and never get tired of it. Trending a guy is the new poster job, and LeBron did that with authority. Or as teammate Jordan Clarkson said, quote, I think there's a body bag in the hallway right now. Respect to the dunk, respect to the dunker, and even respect to the dunkie for not bailing out and trying to get out of the way. I'm Jim Rome.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Yoxie's is your home for all March hoops action. Located centrally in historic Wrigleyville at 3710 North Clark Street, they've been serving guests and fans proudly in Wrigleyville for 28 years, featuring daily food and drink specials with their world-famous Tang ZQ wings. Join them during all March tournament basketball games and enjoy a $5 Sam Adams Cold Snap or Angry Orchard Rose Draft. They offer their guests a large open roof patio perfect for Chicago summers and enjoying time with friends before, during, and after ball games.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Sale on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Save big during the Menard Day storage and style with Magic Woods Elements vanities.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. Mully and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Could be watching Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, Hendricks, Darvish, and the rest of the Cubs live at Wrigley Field for every regular season home game this season for free.
Three-run homer, Addison Russell. Cubs win the ball game.
It's the Old Dominion Freight Line Cubs season tickets giveaway contest. Just listen to The Score all day, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. Now through April 5th to find out when to qualify to win Cubs season tickets. Then just listen for Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer's cue to call. Be the sixth caller to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll qualify for a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
Listen all day for your chance to qualify to be at historic Wrigley Field for every exciting moment of the 2018 regular season. Only from Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
He slides, he's safe, inside the park, home run.
Presented by Dykstra Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, and Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
Strike three, call.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Young quarterbacks, and I think Trubisky is in this situation again. They seem to love tight ends, safety valves, guys who are open underneath, guys who can stretch the field horizontally just a little bit and give them that next read back. You know, you don't want your quarterback to go, I can't throw the ball down the field because I can't turn it over. You saw what happened when Kirk Cousins finally got that out of his head and finally pushed the ball downfield. He got a whole boatload of money from the Vikings.
Yeah, there was
think he's good or not.
Everybody's so hung up on the efficiency of the passing game and the lack of mistakes that they lose sight of the scoring of points and the making of big plays. You know, let me take a shot. That guy might be able to throw him open, and if it's tipped and I throw a bad pick, don't kill me for it.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Your home comfort.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let me ask you a question. If they can dye this river green today, why can't they dye it blue the other 364 days of the year?
Biggs, do I know?
It's an excellent question. I never considered that. Did you, Mac? Welcome back in. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score, live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
No surprise, my tenure at The Drive lasted only 16 months. That wasn't the Beatles who did It's Just Another Day. That was a Paul McCartney solo effort. Thank you to the hundreds of texters who got to me. I know the story of how the song was written. McCartney was explaining to some, I don't remember who, some other musician, why it's so easy for him to write a song. Paul explained it the same way Will Hunting described how he can do math. I can just play. I can just write, Paul suggested. He says, all right, write something. He went into the kitchen, and 30 minutes later, he came out with It's Just Another Day, writing about the events of that day they were enjoying together at their house.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. Compelling and rich and over.
And over.
And over.
And that's why your stint to The Drive only lasted
that's,
16
that's
months.
That's the reason, right?
I'm going BS on that
one. Hey, buddy.
Nothing to do with the management team having the nutsack to back its play.
Nothing to do with that. We got some upsets brewing here in the NCAA tournament, mainly Marshall on top of Wichita State as a 12.5-point dog, up 6 with 55 seconds left and the ball. So Marshall potentially going to eliminate Greg Marshall from the NCAA tournament. I bet Marshall, knowing absolutely nothing about them, It was a strictly anti-Wichita State play.
I bet them in their conference championship game. The Thundering Herd were a 6-point underdog and won their conference championship game. But I can't tell you anything about their roster, and I won't pretend to. So I enjoy winning money, though.
So you must have gotten a tip.
Tim Doyle
gave you a tip on We Are Marshall. Okay, because when I heard for the first time that Dan McNeil
I can't name one Marshall basketball player ever.
Ever.
Like,
right.
Let alone.
Did Randy
like,
Moss play there?
No,
he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, he was all state, like in two or three different things, but he was only at Marshall for. Did he only play 1 year of college football?
Yeah,
or did he play two.
No, I think
it was pretty brief. I know
because of the transfer, right?
And there was the Notre Dame to Florida State, Marshall thing.
Yeah, I think he played the one full year, but you're right. It might have been a second.
I'm glad
year.
Somebody else had the reaction I did when he's talking about Marshall basketball.
Yeah, we don't.
Like,
we
was
don't.
The remote broken? Like what the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't say I watched the game. I just said I invested in it.
Yeah, hey, you got a tip. You got a stock tip.
I got
tip.
A tip. That's like a stock tip, right? You don't jump up and down when you win money on a stock, do you?
No,
I mean, you don't feel as emotional about Microsoft because the stock is trading at almost $100 a share right now and was $25 when I bought it. It's quadrupled.
Good for you.
But that doesn't mean you know, every time you see the Microsoft logo, you want to just jump up and down like a college basketball team will make you do.
Let's get an update.
Just not
scoreboard update.
It is happening in the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update studio. I'm Mark Grody. Chicago Wolves have been the AHL's most dominant team since December. Catch the Wolves at Allstate Arena as they battle Rockford Saturday night and Iowa Sunday afternoon as Brandon Peary and company chase another division title. Upset alert in the NCAA tournament. 13 seed Marshall on top of a 4 seed Wichita State. 78-75 with 44 seconds left in the game. Cincinnati leading Georgia State 49-47 with 7:57 to go in the game. North Carolina on top of Lipscomb 31-29. Butler leading Arkansas 12-2 early on in that contest. Couple of finals today, Purdue over Cal State Fullerton 74-48, and Texas A&M knocks off Providence 73-69. Loyola, the Ramblers, play Tennessee tomorrow at 5:10. It's in Dallas, Texas, second-round play for Loyola. Bears are bringing back tight end Daniel Brown and are signing a quarterback, Tyler Bray, with the Chiefs last season under, now Bears head coach, Matt Nagy. Chicago Bulls, 24-44, and in 11th place in the Eastern Conference, hosts Cleveland tomorrow, a Cavaliers team which is in 4th place behind Toronto, Boston, and Indiana. Chris Dunn and Lauri Markkanen will not play for the Bulls tomorrow, both hurting a bit. Blackhawks are at Buffalo tomorrow, a noon face-off. Golf, Arnold Palmer Classic, Tiger Woods 8 back of Henrik Stenson's lead right now. And back to the NBA, highs and lows. Portland has won 11 in a row, while Memphis has dropped 19 straight games. And just updating Marshall. They continue to lead by 3 over Wichita State, 78-75, now 36 seconds left in the game. Listen to the score for your chance to win $3,000 per day in cash. Every weekday through March 30th, you'll have 3 chances a day to win $1,000. Just text the keyword in the designated hour and you could win. It's that easy. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls, who play Cleveland tomorrow night with a broadcast starting at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Governor State University. At Governor State University, you're not just anywhere, you're where you belong. Learn how to put your passion first at the Governor State University Undergraduate Open House on Saturday, March 24th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
We hope you start your weekend with us at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It is the McNeil and Parkin show on The Score. I know we'll talk some golf with Teddy Greenstein coming up in 90 minutes as the bar continues to react to Lipscomb, giving North Carolina all they can handle. The 15 seed is on top of the 2 seed right now, 33-31. And Wichita State trails Marshall by 3 with less than a minute to go. We'll update you there. Tiger Woods over par, right? 1 over par?
2 over now. He dropped another hole.
Okay.
Dropped another stroke.
And so he is, what is that, 9 strokes off Henrik Stenson?
Yep. He is 23rd right now. Tiger Woods, 2 under for the tournament, tied for 23rd with 4 or 5 other golfers. He's going to make the cut, I would think, if he can play par on the back 9. I would think minus 2 makes the cut.
To me, it's about health. Like, I'm already there for my Tiger excitement for Augusta as long as he gets through this healthy. Now, you and I have both dealt with back surgery, and obviously not comparing our situations to a world-class athlete, but I know, like, the feeling of, man, he's come back, gotten hurt, come back, gotten hurt, come back, gotten hurt, where you feel like his back could go at any moment. If he gets through this healthy, playing relatively good golf throughout the weekend, I'll be there locked and loaded for the Masters.
I think we're all there for the Masters already, just based on what happened last weekend in the paint company's golf tournament, Valspar.
Valspar.
What is Valspar? It's a paint company. I want him in it on Sunday. I want to watch Sunday with the same enthusiasm with which I watched this past Sunday. If he's not in it on Sunday, I'm not going to sign up for it. I'm a fair weather golf fan. I love what Dustin Spieth can do, Jordan Spieth. There's a lot of players on the tour I like to watch, but right now I'm not ready for it.
Right, you won't watch a small tournament just for the other players on the tournament, but you'll watch the Masters because you like big-time golf.
Now, the Players' Championship always has been a tournament that I've enjoyed watching. It's the one they enjoy playing in as much as the other four majors. It often has been referred to as a fifth major. The course is very telegenic, too.
Yeah.
It's always sunny and warm.
And the island's green on, yes, on 17. It's what's that? Sawgrass? Is that right? TPC? Is that
Players' Championship course.
Yeah,
yes.
That's where they play. Right. So to me, and this field is very good. Like, that's why this is, I was talking to a buddy of mine who knows way more about golf than me. He said all the top European players other than Rahm and Sergio Garcia are in this field. So if Tiger was actually able to mount a little bit of a charge on the weekend, this is a major championship caliber field,
right,
in the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Well, and I don't know what Bernsey arrived at when he was discussing this earlier in the week after Sunday's drama and Woods coming very, very close. He was entertaining the idea of where Woods' comeback, what would be comparable to it if Woods were able to come back and make a run at a major, win some more tournaments. In terms of guys who have been able to turn around on and off the field, court, ice, fill in the blank issues, where would his comeback rank? Certainly, I don't know what the best answer was, and I've thought about it. I don't know what the answer is, but it's got to be among the greatest turnarounds.
If he completes it, because right
if now, he completes it,
because right now, Tiger Woods contending, like last Sunday was a lot of fun, right? Like I was totally locked in. But then when he doesn't win, and you take a step back, and you're like, all right, so Tiger Woods finished in the top 10 of the Valspar Championship. Like, it doesn't really have much staying power.
Not for a guy with that many major titles.
Yeah.
He has to win a major title for this story to be completed, and then that conversation to really have some meaning.
Right. I would still bet against it. I'd bet against Tiger winning. Period, probably.
Not predicated on what he is, but what the rest of the tour is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
42 years old, four back surgeries, a fusion surgery. How good.
A fusion surgery, Dan Hicks.
How young, how talented all of the guys are in the field right now. Like, picking one guy in his age with those surgeries and his history to win again just strikes me as being fairly unlikely.
You know, the discussion yesterday went to golf as a television sport and how good the analysts are, how good the television production is during professional golf. I was, as a, forget the back surgery, forget my history of back surgeries. As a fan, I thought Dan Hicks, he aggravated me last week. Tell people why a fusion is significant. He settled in on that word and he said it like it was so dramatic. And he never told his audience why. Why is that a bigger procedure than other back procedures? He didn't even say which part of the spine he had his fusion. That's germane to the conversation for those who understand spine issues.
I was going
to
say, don't you think that you're maybe, like, that's a little, you're nitpicky a little bit. I think most people understand spinal surgery would be fairly significant.
Well, he could have explained briefly what a fusion is, that you're turning two discs or three or more discs
right.
into one disc, and why they do that because of the alignment of the spine. But I think in the case of a golfer, it's much more important to know which part of the spine he had his fusion on.
And he was lumbar, right?
It's lumbar.
He was the
if
lower back.
If it's a cervical fusion, the cervical is the neck.
Right.
The lumbar is the lower, down to your butt crack. And then the...
thoracic.
Yep. Thoracic is in the middle, and then you have your cervical up at the top. If it's a lumbar spine fusion, that's way more concerning for a professional golfer than it would be a thoracic or a cervical fusion.
When did you? How big was? How long was your fusion?
L4, L5, S1. Thank you very much. 10/31/07 is the date of that, and exactly 4 weeks ago today, I got a cleanup on that fusion. I had a laminectomy.
Nice.
Yep. Got a fresh 4-inch scar on my back. If you want to see it later.
No, I'm good on that.
I thought so.
I got like a 16-inch scar on mine. I'm like lumbar to upper thoracic, but then they had to do it all over again. So they put the titanium rod in there, spinal fusion surgery, February of 2003, and then 10 months after, post-op staph infection.
Did you have an injury or was
scoliosis.
It just... Scoliosis. Okay.
Scoliosis, right. curvature of the spine. And body rejected the metal. So they had to wait till my spine fused and held, because then like the metal actually doesn't really take, and it's not necessary
right.
anymore. But no one in their right mind would go in there and remove it, because plenty of people, like Tiger Woods, operate fine with a fused spine and everything with the instrumentation in. But my body rejected it. So they had to wait 2 months with the PICC line, IV, the whole thing to fight off the staph infection. Then they went in and they took it out.
You're a young guy, and you've got back issues. So I don't mind talking about this for a little bit, because if a lot of our listeners, guys especially my age, who want to continue to be weekend warriors, I refuse to get old sitting in an armchair. I don't care how many procedures it takes. I'm going to play golf, and I'm going to sling heavy musky baits with a 9-foot rod in choppy weather, balancing myself at the front of the boat as long as I possibly can. The spine is a bitch.
Yeah,
it is an absolute bitch, but I am so glad I did my fusion. I fused nicely. Not everybody does, as you were just talking about. I lost flexibility in the hips, which I was told I was going to lose anyway. But I told my orthopedic surgeon, I said, Gary, I'm not playing linebacker ever again. I don't need to have flexibility in my hips. I just want to be able to walk in the grocery store and do some shopping without immediately going to the water aisle and throwing 4 cases of Aquafina in my cart so I can lean on it the rest of the shop. I want to get back to living my life. I was 45 years old. No way I was going to continue living like that. So I got the fusion, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I feel better with it, too. It's just...
Now I can go out and shoot 100 without pain.
Yeah, exactly. Is that where you shoot? You shoot around
typically.
All right, cool. I can hang with you on the course then. Yeah, it was rough, my comeback to golf. I took it off. I stopped playing for like 8 years. Man, that is not like riding a bike. I used to shoot in the 80s, and then I didn't play for almost a decade, and I came back. I was like, I can't break 120, and I played my way back down to around, you know, triple digits last summer.
I won't shoot 100 at Seven Bridges when we have our first show outing out at Don Ferrari's wonderful Seven Bridges.
Oh, we're going to have a show outing?
Yes. If you guys would be desirous of it.
Of course.
I plan on playing this year. I only played 7 or 8 rounds last summer because I was having too much back pain, too much hip pain. Sciatica sucks, man. It's no fun. But, yeah, Don sent me an email yesterday. He's a big fan of the new show. He's always supported my shows, and he is happy to host us whenever you want to go out and play.
We'll have to do it. It'll be great. And I said I was going to keep you young, but I might have worse back problems than you.
Sounds like
a couple of old guys out there on the golf course with some pull carts, maybe playing from the red tees or something.
Do you
like
need
that.
Helpers?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I don't carry a bag.
No, I don't have helpers.
Yeah. I'm just saying, are you offering?
That's the reason that's the reason I have surgeries, is to stay off helpers. Helpers are a problem for some of us.
I understand that completely. We can get into some of the Bears fallout from yesterday as well. And it looks like Marshall's going to pull out this upset, still up 5. With 20 seconds to go, we'll be able to give you a final score when we come back on McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how...
You know, before Boost, our phone bill was obscene. So, we switched to Boost and got lines for the whole family with unlimited gigs for a much more family-friendly price. It's nice to have a phone bill that doesn't require parental controls.
Your family deserves better. Get 4 lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Plus, get up to 4 free Samsung J7 perks with 6 months of Hulu where you can stream all the shows everyone is talking about. All on the super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The new McNeil and Parkins Show. Middays 1 to 6.
McNeil and Parkins with Tom Thayer.
I think some Bears fans, and certainly I'm struggling with this, like, I know that they've gotten better, but I don't know if they're good yet. How would you define success for the Bears this year?
It seems like everything's determined on the progression of Mitchell Trubisky. If he comes in here and Chase Daniels and the entire quarterback room work well together, and Mitchell Trubisky has a good verbal understanding and grasp of this offense, I still think the sky's the limit for him. So if he has the numbers and it computes to wins, I think that's what all Bears fans want to see. But, you know, ultimately, the conversation of winning a division has got to start creeping in.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Molly and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Molly and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. This group looks good getting off the bus, but in the end, it's going to be all what they're able to do between the lines. And a lot of those specimens, as you put it, also come with not just a high level of athleticism that we think is going to translate to helping us both offensively and defensively on the field, but they also have a high baseball acumen and are solid players. Now, the proof will be in the pudding here over the next couple of years, but it certainly is some impressive-looking raw ingredients to start with.
How do you keep their confidence kind of brimming and it also realistic at the same time as they make that climb up through the system?
We want the guys eager for that next challenge, being impatient almost and pushing for that next challenge and that chance to win at the highest level.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
qualifying credit, Planet.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
One of the biggest differences between the Eagles and what the Bears have been is depth. There's no complaining. There's no crying. There's no, oh, my God, we're the most injured team in the league. How in the world will we ever compete? They lost the most valuable player in the league and won the Super Bowl. While I know that it might be unfair to Ryan Pace, I don't want to hear it anymore. That tells me that the bottom portion of your roster needs to be better. Period. No more excuses about what was here before. But with all that said, I think that there's more reason to be encouraged. If the Eagles are the model for what the Bears want to do, I think there are some things there that they can start to put themselves on that road.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. To get yours today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's your time. It's time, excuse me, for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is price. Text price, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is price to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The end of Marshall-Wichita State was a travesty. Marshall ended up winning. First tournament win, I believe, in 31 years for Marshall over Wichita State and terrific head coach Greg Marshall. There were like four replay reviews in the last 60 seconds of that game, a couple on out-of-bounds plays.
I'm blaming the NFL. Yeah. Anything that has replay issues is Roger Goodell's fault.
I just don't know what to do with this because I'm conflicted intellectually on what's happened with instant replay. Because I was always and have been and still remain a proponent of it because I don't believe that you and I at home on our couch with 60-inch HD television screens right. should have more information than the guys actually officiating the game on the floor. Like, there should be some way for them to take advantage of the technology. But the unintended consequence of it has been Zapruder film-like analysis and micro-analysis and slow motion and zoom in and all of these sort of things where little things and little calls that have gone one way for the entirety of the history of a sport are now being changed because of instant replay.
What was the play in question? Was it a shot and whether it made it before the
No, this
time?
Was a couple of different ones. There were literally three or four different things where they had to go to a review. It was balls going out of bounds, off who, you know, toe on the line. Was it a three? Was it a two?
I came to real-time sports to watch the tournament, and an NFL game broke out.
Right, and it doesn't happen in real time. But in every sport, I can give you examples of unintended consequences. In your beloved hockey, offsides. That should be when it's blatant. That should be when it impacts the play, right? You should call offsides. It should not be, oh, he was a millisecond before or a millisecond after the line, and we got to go to the iPad review.
Right,
that
that's too many stoppages. We don't need that many stoppages. Entertain us in less than 3 hours, every sport.
Right.
Put every sport on a clock.
In baseball? Okay, if the ball is, you know, fair or foul, or was it a home run or not a home run, all right, I'm there for you. I'm there for that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's easy, too. It should be quick.
But a guy slides into a bag, he's on the bag, but his, like, you know, he slides a little over, but and his jersey pops up off the bag for a millisecond. The guy holds the tag. Everywhere in the history of the sport of baseball, that guy is safe because he beat the throw and he's on the base. But now they can see, oh, the gravity of the physics of him popping up on the base took him off for half of a second. That's ridiculous.
It used to only be if he obviously had lost contact with the base, would a guy even put a second tag on him. But now you're right. They're holding the tag hoping for that.
Happens all the time in basketball. A deflected ball like hits off of a fingertip, and if it doesn't change direction, they will call the ball off the guy who's like following through with his hand as opposed to where it hits.
Right.
And so what are we doing here? Because it slows down the game and it changes how calls have been made for the history of the sport. I don't know what the fix is.
I don't know what the fix is. There is no fix. It takes time to look at this video review. Look, we're victims of technology in many regards as a society, and it's great we have it. I'm all for technology.
Yeah, of course.
Just for the record. But it has slowed the game down. We all want them to get it right.
Yeah.
If we insist on they get it right, we have to pay the price for it, and that means we have to wait for the game to return. There's no way around it.
I know, and so maybe I want my cake and to eat it too, but there's something about the flow of a game, and especially in basketball, you don't need to save your timeouts anymore because everything gets reviewed in the last 2 minutes, and then you're allowed to go back to the bench, and then those just turn into extra timeouts for the coaches.
But
it's taken away a lot of the flow of sports.
See, basketball historically, though, before replay, always had issues with the last 2 minutes of a game because of all the timeouts, because of fouls and free throws and substitutions. It already had inherent issues that had nothing to do with replay, so I would think you would be conditioned to painfully waiting for your final 2 minutes to be played.
You know what? You're right, but now it's extra. Now you still have the free throws and the substitutions and the timeouts and in college the overcoaching.
Let's go while we're young.
And then you also have three or four replays. It's the same thing happened in the Loyola game yesterday. It was awesome that Porter Mosier didn't call a timeout. It was refreshing that that play just got to play out on the court. And I thought his explanation of why it happened was awesome. He's like, we practiced that. If I call timeout, the defense gets to settle. Maybe they'll trap. Maybe they'll press. Maybe they'll do zone. Maybe they'll change it up and make it confusing. Just, I trust my kids. I'll get crushed if they miss it. I'll get celebrated if they make it. But I trust the kids to let it play out. That's why the ending of that Loyola game was amazing. But then, oh, we got to go to the review. We got to go to the monitor. 0.3 seconds left. Stop the celebration.
We're still calling it a buzzer beater here on this program, however. I'm standing by that. Do we want them tomorrow against Tennessee?
I think we let it ride. Why not? Why not? Let's, I mean, reinvest the profits.
Willingly admitting, though, that it's
a homer play.
So we can bet the minimum into the show pot.
$25.
It's only 6.5. I think it's a
very. That's what I'm hesitant about.
It's a small number.
When you asked yesterday what the line was going to be, what did I say?
You said 10.
Close to 10.
I guess
it comes
7.
Out at 6.5, and I'm. That makes me lean.
I'm reluctant. I don't know anything about either program, obviously, but just based on the experience factor, Tennessee being a
Tennessee's a big bruising team.
I need more than 6.
You need more than 6?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, let's not bet against the home team, then. Let's just stay away.
Okay.
Let's just stay away.
Okay.
Is that all right?
We have a homer limit of 25. We have a hater limit of 25.
Oh, listen, I'll bet against the Bears. I'll bet against local teams if we feel like we've got an edge there.
Bears have been profitable lately. Years and years of profitability betting against the Bears.
Absolutely. So I got no moral quandary betting against your own team, but like none of us have any opinion of Loyola, so we may as well not bet against the good local story. We're a new show. We got to have people like
I want to make that. I'll have to reach out to Molly over the weekend. I'd like to make a bet with Molly on this game. Just for fun. No money involved.
I like that.
But when you die.
Does it involve a headdress?
No, it doesn't. But you're close. I'll whiteboard that in a second. I want Molly to sing Rocky Top Monday morning if Tennessee beats his alma mater.
What are you going to do if they don't?
Whatever he'd like me to sing.
Okay.
If he'd like me to sing the Loyola, as some call it, Mitch calls it Loyola. Loyola? If he wants me to sing the Loyola fight song, assuming they have one. I assume they have one.
Sure.
They?
Yeah, of course.
The college. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, they go to the tournament every 33 years. They ought to have a song.
They still have other things that they, you know, they have local sporting events that people attend, you know. All right. I don't think Molly's going to take you up on that.
You're probably right. I don't think he wants to sing.
But
he's got such a big booming voice, though.
Molly and Hanley, Loyola, Rocky Top. Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Do you know the lyrics to Rocky Top? Boy, that is one effed up fight song, man.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little Kentucky Derby action, like when they play Old Kentucky Home.
It really is.
Some of the same remnants.
Oh, no.
White trash themed.
Oh, God. All right. Well, so you want Molly to sing it on the show, just for all of the drops. All right. I'm on board. It's McNeil and Parkins live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on The Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. It's great to be back on The Score, and now I'm joining Dan Bernstein in the middays. We're going to be talking all Chicago sports, so please take us to work with you. It's going to be fun. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.
Lottie's Pub has been serving Chicago since 1934, located in the heart of the beautiful Bucktown neighborhood at 1925 North Cortland Street, and is one of Chicago's most historic venues. Lottie's Pub offers a wide variety of liquors and wines, as well as an extensive beer list perfect for pairing with their stacked food menu that features sandwiches, salads, and burgers. During March, they'll be featuring Sam Adams Cold Snap as Beer of the Month for $3.50 all month long. Lottie's is the perfect place to enjoy March basketball on their large plasma TVs throughout the bar.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Details.
This segment on The Score was brought to you by Indeed.com. And are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand.